Joseph Sheridan LeFanu, an introduction. Joseph Sheridan LeFanu was born on 28th of August 1814 in Dublin into a literary family with Huguenot, Irish and English roots. For a time he and his siblings were tutored, but LeFanu would often immerse himself in the books of his father's library. In 1833, LeFanu began his law studies at Trinity College, Dublin, and graduated in 1839. Although called to the bar, he instead began a career in journalism. He was also writing. His first fiction story, The Ghost and the Bonesetter, was published in 1838. In 1843 came the novella, Spalatro, from the notes of Fra Giacomo, a hero with a particular necrophiliac passion for an undead, blood-drinking beauty, a forerunner to his later female vampire, Carmilla. In 1844, LeFanu married Susanna Bennett, with whom he had four children. The following year, his first novel, The Cock and Anchor, was published. Works now flowed from his pen, and with a rapid increase in family finances, they moved, in 1851, to Merrion Square, Dublin, where he remained until his death. In 1858, Susanna died and LeFanu became reclusive. It was during this period that he produced some of his best work. Working only by candlelight, he wrote through the night, burnishing his reputation as a major figure of 19th century supernaturalism, with many classics including Green Tea, Mr. Justice Harbottle, and In a Glass Darkly. Joseph Sheridan LeFanu died in Merrion Square on 7th of February 1873, at the age of 58. In this famous story, two college students rent rooms in Dublin's Angel Street, once owned by a brutal hanging judge, who seems to still haunt both place and mind.
An Account of Some Strange Disturbances in Angel Street by Sheridan LeFanu. It is not worth telling, this story of mine. At least, not worth writing. Told, indeed, as I have sometimes been called upon to tell it, to a circle of intelligent and eager faces, lighted up by a good after-dinner fire on a winter's evening, with a cold wind rising and wailing outside, and all snug and cosy within, it has gone off, though I say it, who should not, indifferent well. But it is a venture to do as you would have me. Pen, ink, and paper are cold vehicles for the marvellous, and a reader, decidedly a more critical animal than a listener. If, however, you can induce your friends to read it after nightfall, and when the fireside talk has run for a while on thrilling tales of shapeless terror. In short, if you will secure me the mollia tempora fandi, I will go to my work and say my say with better heart. Well then, these conditions presupposed, I shall waste no more words, but tell you simply how it all happened. My cousin, Tom Ludlow, and I studied medicine together. I think he would have succeeded had he stuck to the profession. But he preferred the church, poor fellow, and died early, a sacrifice to contagion, contracted in the noble discharge of his duties. For my present purpose, I say enough of his character when I mention that he was of a sedate but frank and cheerful nature, very exact in his observance of truth, and not by any means like myself, of an excitable or nervous temperament. My uncle Ludlow, Tom's father, while we were attending lectures, purchased three or four old houses in Angel Street, one of which was unoccupied. He resided in the country, and Tom proposed that we should take up our abode in the untenanted house, so long as it should continue unlet, a move which would accomplish the double end of settling us nearer alike to our lecture rooms and to our amusements, and of relieving us from the weekly charge of rent for our lodgings. Our furniture was very scant, our whole equipage remarkably modest and primitive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?